North Carolina will gradually take over the cost of Medicaid from the state's 100 counties, but in return, the state will take 0.5 cents of the county's sales tax.
I would rather have seen the state take over the Medicaid problem totally, pay for it completely from the state funds, and not put this burden back on the counties. They, in turn, then said, now, counties, you can have a referendum, and you can either install a 0.25% sales tax or a 0.4% transfer fee to sort of take the place of this high cent we're taking away.
Republican Philip Fry, representing the 84th District in the North Carolina House of Representatives. The 84th covers Avery, portions of Caldwell, Mitchell, and Yancey counties.
I believe that the county will take that referendum at the general election, either in the primary in May or the general election in November for vote of the people of Mitchell County. And whichever one of those passes that referendum will be put into place, which will allow additional funding to the county.
Mitchell County Manager Chuck Vines. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.